Look, I sort of hate saying this because I actually really like Viv Beck, but I do think Viv Beck needs to think very seriously about throwing in the towel in the Auckland mayoral race for the sake of the city. I think John Banks has got a point in what he was saying to the Herald this morning. At this rate, Viv Beck cannot win. Her polls are slipping. Her campaign is not good enough to lift those polls. All she's doing right now is splitting the vote between the two candidates on the right, between herself and Wayne Brown, and ensuring that Efeso Collins on the left gets into the mayoralty. Now, have you seen Efeso Collins' policies? Because are you sure that this is the guy that you want as the mayor of Auckland? There are three things that I worry about. The first one, he supports giving a lane on the Harbour Bridge to cyclists permanently. Now, that's going to screw the traffic coming in from the North Shore big time when it's already screwed up enough. Two, he supports building another harbour crossing that doesn't allow cars on it. So it's just for the climate-friendly transport, trains and, I don't know, maybe bikes, maybe pedestrians. That's not very smart for a city as jammed up as Auckland. And number three, he supports light rail. Light rail is one of the dumbest transport ideas in its current design. It's a complete waste of money. It's going to cost us $30 billion. Efeso Collins is basically a Labour guy, just repeating the same stuff you're hearing from the Labour guys in the Beehive. So we might end up next year, this time next year, voting them out. But we're still going to be stuck with their ridiculous ideas about transport in our biggest city because their guy, Efeso Collins, is the mayor. I worry about that. So one of the two candidates on the right needs to stand down and give the other one a fighting chance. Now, Viv's polling is lower, which is why she probably needs to stand down. She's on 12.5% in last week's Ratepayers Alliance Courier poll. Wayne Brown is on quite a bit more. He's on 18.6%. Efeso Collins is on 22.3%, but apparently he's a bit stuck in the mid-20s, so he is beatable. Now, Leo Malloy pulled out last week, as you know. He says to stop Efeso's policies becoming reality. You can't have Leo being more grown up than Viv here, so Viv needs to do the same. The worst thing for her to do would be to split the vote, to ensure that Efeso Collins wins, and then condemn Auckland motorists to another 3 years of this nonsense.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.